The federal government has given Vermont more than $1 billion to help the state recover from the coronavirus pandemic. And Governor Phil Scott wants to give a large chunk of that money to businesses whose revenues have been crushed by COVID-19. But lawmakers have pared down the governor's request for funding, and as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, many small business owners say it's not going to be enough to keep them alive.
Like all great dive bars, Arkham is one of a kind. It's small and dark and a little dingy, and the walls are covered with original artworks and weird tchotchkes that loyal customers have brought in over the years.
I really wanted this to be a place that people could come in and be able to, you know, see a piece of themselves in it.
For owner Alan Blackwell, who opened the bar in 2012, this little spot in downtown Brattleboro is the culmination of a life dream.
I have always loved dive bars throughout my life. I think that they are one of the truest representations of a community.
They're also horribly suited to accommodate the new business realities of COVID-19.
From a business perspective, it's been fairly devastating.
Blackwell says he's trying to be realistic about the future. He knows that social distancing doesn't lend itself to a business model that relies on social gathering. But he says he wants a fighting chance, wants other small businesses to have one too. And he says the legislature can give them one by dispersing as much money as they can as quickly as possible.
And the bottom line is, you know, if they don't get these grants out now, we're looking at the forever change of downtowns all across the state. We're potentially looking at downtowns with boarded up windows because so many of us, like, potentially will not survive this crazy world we're in right now.
The question of how much federal coronavirus aid should go to small businesses and how quickly they should get it has sparked a dust-up between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the Vermont legislature. 3 weeks ago, Scott submitted a wide-ranging economic aid package that included $200 million in loans and grants for small businesses. The governor pleaded with lawmakers to approve the proposal quickly and in its entirety.
Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that it's going to be the case, as they're only including about a third of the money we recommended.
That's Scott at a press briefing on Friday, referring to legislation that would be approved later that day. It appropriates $70 million of the $200 million in business aid that Scott requested, and while lawmakers say another relief bill is already in the works, Scott says it won't be enough to help the businesses that his administration is trying to save.
Some are weeks or even days away from bankruptcy and shutting their doors forever through no fault of their own. They can't wait another month or two for relief. They need our help now.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says lawmakers fully appreciate the severity of the revenue crisis Vermont businesses are facing. But she says the legislature is trying to balance funding needs across multiple sectors of the state economy, like childcare.
Parents can't get fully back to work if they have to, you know, be with their kids the whole time.
And food security.
The legislature is putting out a package for extended summer meals, for the food bank, and for senior meals.
And Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorokin, who chairs the Senate Committee on Economic Development, says revisions to the federal Paycheck Protection Program will likely make more Vermont businesses eligible for loan forgiveness under that program.
And we need to take that into consideration and understand that as well, given that there's $1.2 billion already out in PPP programs and there's more money available, it makes our money, whether it's $100 million or $200 million, pale in comparison to the help that businesses can get.
For some business owners, though, aid packages from the federal government, the governor, and the legislature are all falling short. Kate Welling McCabe owns the Vermont Evaporator Company, which manufactures supplies for maple sugaring hobbyists.
Our flagship product is called the Sapling Evaporator, and it's actually a converted 55-gallon drum.
She says revenue started tanking in mid-March, right in the middle of the company's high season. Welling McCabe says she's been impressed with the governor's public health response to the coronavirus pandemic, and she'd had high hopes for the aid package he unveiled last month.
I thought, you know, this was just going to be another opportunity for him to impress me.
As she read the fine print, though, she realized she wouldn't be eligible for much of anything under Scott's plan because the $5,700 paycheck protection loan she got would be deducted from whatever state aid she qualified for. Welly McCabe says the legislature's added requirement that businesses suffer at least a 75% year-over-year revenue loss in a single month effectively closed the door on her ability to secure funding.
I honestly don't expect anything anymore.
And Welly McCabe says she fears a lot of small businesses like hers are walking the same lonely road. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.